You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
You know, I started teaching Sunday morning on learned behavior. Everybody say learned behavior. It's important that you and I learn the right behavior. Turn to Ephesians 4. We'll start there. This is kind of the text I think I started with Sunday. I want to continue the thought on I didn't get through. You know, I don't know how you act. I don't know what you do, but I know this. Whatever you do and however you act, you learn that behavior. Now, that falls over not into just moral things that we do or immoral things that we do. It falls over into responses that we make. Boy, this is a mess up here, isn't it? Goodness gracious. That's my kids. You know, they were working on projects today and didn't clean up. Just block that out of your mind, okay? Let's start all over again. Okay. Behaviors learned, whether moral or immoral, and even reactions that we have. You know, I think it's interesting that Paul said, I've learned in whatever state I am to be content therewith. Well, you know, if you get frustrated because everything's happening, you learn that. You learn to be frustrated when things go wrong. Amen. Oh, well, what are you talking about? I can't help it. Well, no, you can't help it. You just chose not to over the years, and you saw other people get upset when things went wrong. You saw other people pull their hair out. They're just driving me crazy. Well, in many cases, that's a short trip. But anyway, beside the point, you learned to respond in a certain way. You know, Paul says, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. I've learned to base. I've learned to abound. Now, obviously, God wants to bless us, but how many of you know life is not just a bed of roses. It's not peaches and cream. I mean, there are hard edges to life. You can't control everything that happens in life. I believe that we have a lot to say about the outcome of our life. We have a lot to say, of course, about eternity. And we have a lot to say about different things in our life, how they turn out. But you can't control everything that happens to you. Thank you.
Amen.
For your agreement to that. So the deal is, what do we do then? Well, you just keep believing God and keep trusting God. You know, it doesn't matter what happens. God's word's still true. It doesn't matter what takes place. His promises can be stood upon and can be trusted. He can be trusted. Hallelujah. And so no matter what happens, I can be content, but I'm going to have to learn how to. Amen? It's a learned behavior. Here in Ephesians 4, of course, is very plain. We went over this in great detail Sunday. In fact, I don't even think I got out of this Sunday, where he talked about how the Gentiles walk as opposed to how we walk as Christians. You know, listen, you're not going to be good enough to go to heaven. I understand that. I know that. But I tell you, I am a Christian. I should live a certain way. Amen. Because I'm a witness. I want to represent Jesus. Some people say, well, who are you trying to impress? I'm not trying to impress anyone, but I am trying to represent someone. Amen. I want to be like him because I'm an ambassador for him. So that takes some time and it takes some effort, it takes some work, and it's a lifelong quest, and none of us are going to get there overnight. But we got to be wise enough, smart enough to know, you know, that if we will work on this thing, we will get better at it. Amen. This is not a message to condemn or to hit you over the head and talk about how no good you are because you sin. Listen, we've all sinned. We've got no stones to throw. But we're not here to say it's okay to sin. We're here to tell you can improve, you can get better, you can repent, you can learn a different behavior. You know, Sunday I talked about just things like cussing. You know, cussing is learned behavior. I used to cuss all the time. I was a world champion cusser. Used to love to cuss. In fact, I'd cuss when something goes wrong. I'd cuss when something goes right. I'd cuss when I was happy. I'd cuss when I was sad. You know, I learned that. That's just the way I grew up. That's the way I learned. Then I got saved. And I'm telling you what, the first time or two I cussed after I got saved, I did a little bit when I first got saved, it didn't fit. It just didn't sound right. But I had to relearn and retrain myself, or I could have pressed through and just kept cussing, and I could be a cussing Christian. Hello. But you know what? I probably wouldn't have the influence I have with you. Can you imagine? I just love that pastor. He just cusses like a sailor. Well, no, it wouldn't be real impressive. I don't think that would help you. I don't think that'd be a good representation. Wouldn't be a good witness. Hello. So I had to learn to talk differently. In fact, I had to learn to replace cussing with praising God or saying something good or you know, stump my toe or hit my head instead of cussing. Just say, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you know. But that was a learned behavior. And even as Christians, we're believers, we have to recognize what's right and what's wrong and then train ourselves and discipline ourselves to do the right instead of the wrong. It takes work, takes effort, takes patience. Amen. And not just with us, but with others. Hallelujah. Sometimes people haven't had a good example to go by. You know, maybe your family, they're all a bunch of cussers. I don't know. God bless them. I mean, you know, stay with me. But let's get beyond all that. We're not blaming anybody. It's not a matter of who's at fault. Don't play that victim game. I couldn't help myself. I was raised this way. My parents did this, or my wife makes me so mad, or, oh, forget all that. You know, start working on yourself. If you get mad, you got a fault, you need to work on it.
Amen.
You know what? If you get down every time something goes wrong, you need to work on that.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to fight depression. Because you've learned that.
Yeah.
You've learned to be depressed.
Yes.
I had to fight it. Everybody has to fight it. Because there's a bent. There's a inclination to it. There's a mindset sometimes that we have just locked into when things happen. We've learned that somewhere. We've picked that up. We feel like that's right and the world would agree with us. But see, we're not talking about the world. We're not talking about whether, you know, the way you were raised up. We're talking about what God says. You can learn to rejoice in bad times. Not for the bad times, but for God's word, that his word's true, that you will come out, that hallelujah, praise God, this is not the sum of my life, this is just an event. Even failure, don't internalize it and don't personalize it. Listen, failure is an event, not a person. It's a thing that happens. When we mess up is when we take it on as a personal thing, that it was me. Hello? No, it's an event. It happened. Now let's move on. Are you with me? Let's just move on. With the grace of God, by the power of God, with the strength of God, through Christ, I can do all things.
Amen.
See, in fact, when Paul said that in Philippians 4:13, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He just got through saying in the 11th verse, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in.
Right.
Wow, man, I want to learn that. You want to learn that?
Yeah,
I mean, I'd like to learn that. Wouldn't you like to learn that? I would like to learn to be content in whatever state I'm in. I mean, whether it's Texas, Louisiana, whatever state, Michigan, wherever. I mean, because I can't control everything that happens. We know that. Life's full of all kinds of adverse and contrary winds and circumstances. But you know what? I can learn to be content. I can learn that. Woo. And here, of course, in Ephesians 4, he's just talking about moral issues here. He talks about what to put on, what to put off. And he says this I love this verse, 20, the 20th verse. He says, but you have not so learned Christ. You have not so learned Christ. Wow. You mean I'm supposed to be learning things? Yeah. I mean, you're saved. You're going to heaven. That's great. Don't stop there. You're just now in the school. Stay in school. Let's learn some things now. I'm born again, going to heaven, saved by grace. Oh, hallelujah. Happy day since Jesus washed my sins away. No question. That's the greatest thing that's ever going to happen to you. But see, there's a purpose here. There's a point here. Now he wants to teach us. He wants to train. He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He wants us to learn of him. And I'll tell you what he does is a lot different than what we normally do. And how he acts is a whole lot different than we normally act. And his peace, well, his peace the world doesn't give. And therefore the world can't take it away. Amen? This peace comes from him. In the world, you'll have tribulation, Jesus said. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. In me, you have peace. Wow. He just got through saying you'd have tribulation. And he said, yet you can have peace. How? Because peace doesn't come from what's happening out here. That's happy. Happy, I'm happy. Happy is from happenstance or happenings. We're not talking about happy. We're talking about joy. Talking about peace. Talking about contentment. What's inside here? I can't control everything outside, but I sure can. I have something to say about what's going on the inside of me.
That's right.
I really do. I have choices.
Amen.
And I can learn to work it. I can learn to work out my salvation. Amen? I can learn to work the word in me. Hallelujah. To learn this thing. To really pick up on some things here. And so he tells us to what to put on, what not to put on. Notice what he says in the 23rd verse. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, that's got to start right in there somewhere. We're going to start thinking differently. Because really, pain, hurt comes from what we think on. perceived offenses, insults, hurts come when we begin to think on them. You can be as happy as you can be in the natural, and then all of a sudden a subject will come up that you've had something happen to you in the past. You'll start thinking about it, and you know what? Pain will start coming again. Isn't that true?
Yes.
I mean, you could right now, don't do it. I mean, they teach you this in acting school, I think, you know, think of a terrible situation because we need you to cry. And, you know, they're crying, but you know what? They're really they're sensing, they're feeling it. I mean, you're thinking of something that makes you cry. Well, you know what? Stop that. Okay? Are you with me? Stop it. I mean, there's things we do need to remember. There's things we need to forget. Or at least look at them totally different. Look at them from the standpoint of God's Word. Amen? Because they will just cause pain. They will just cause more pain. And see, you have to train. You have to learn. You have to learn something different. You have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You have to be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Start thinking on the promises of God. You know, when all forsake you, the Lord will stand with you. Paul said that. Paul said they all forsook, but the Lord stood with me. See, he was encouraging himself. I like that. David did the same thing. He encouraged himself in the Lord. You can do it. You got to do it. Because there's going to be lots of times nothing out here is going to give you any encouragement. But you can always get it from God. You can always get help from God. There's always hope in God. And there's always a future in God. You know, I heard one of the speakers this last week in one of the conferences we were in. Brent and I were in two different conferences over at Pastor Jan's church, which is Liz's father. He'll be here Friday night. He had a conference in his church in Owosso. Dr. Mark Barclay spoke there. Terry Mize, Jean-Paul from France was there. Y'all probably don't know Jean-Paul. Jean-Paul and Josette. But they were there and ministered, and then I ministered the last night there. And then we went to Jerry Cox's for the missions conference, and there was all kinds of speakers. And one of the speakers there was Ralphina. You know Ralphina even. She told us to tell you hello too. So she was there and ministered, and she talked about that we need to have we need to have hindsight to remember where we've been, what we've come through. We need to have insight to know where we are right now, and we need to have foresight to know where we're going.
Amen. That's good.
In most cases, somebody's missing out on one of those, and it's messing us up.
Right.
You know, all we got is hindsight, and we're in trouble. That's all we can do is think about the past. Oh, come on, man. We're more than the past. We're in the present. I love that. There is the past. You can't change it. There is the future. You can believe for it. But the gift that God's given us is today. That's why it's called the present. It's a present. Okay. You'll have to think about that. But anyway, this is where we are. And we're going somewhere. Now, something has happened in the past, no doubt. But I'll tell you what, I am right here. Right here, right now. And I'm going somewhere.
Hallelujah.
Amen? I'm going somewhere. So you got to have some hindsight, sure. Remember where you came from. But you need insight to know where you are and foresight to know where you go. Hallelujah. And you got to learn that. You got to learn to look at situations that way. Look at crisis that way. Look at maybe pain and trouble that way. Life's full of pain. It has trouble. There's crisis. And I'll tell you what, God's bigger than the pain. He's bigger than the crisis. He's greater. And your future's brighter than that. Amen? So we want to learn, as Paul said, learn how to be content. Turn to Matthew 11. Hallelujah. This helping you? Matthew chapter 11. Here's Jesus. In fact, this is a real familiar scripture. Everybody know this one. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, "Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest." How many of you like to have rest? But I think it's interesting how he goes on with this call, this clarion call. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Now, let's think about that a minute. "Come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Now, when do you really get rest? When you learn. No, you didn't get it. No, I can tell. You'll get rest when you learn. Learn what? Learn from Jesus. See, you're trying to learn from the situation. You're trying to learn from what's happening to you. You know, we often talk about experience being a teacher. Oh, experience is a great teacher. No, I don't think so. It's not all that great a teacher. I think you need to learn from experience without a doubt. I mean, there is something worse, and that's not learning anything from experience. But experience is not the best teacher, because it gives the test first and the answers later.
Right.
It's got everything backwards. It's a hard taskmaster. It's a hard teacher. It's a hard master, experience is. Now, we do learn from it, or we should. We don't always learn from it. We should learn. But I tell you, the best way to learn is to learn from Jesus. In fact, these people he's calling to come to him, they've been through some experiences, and they're hurting. They've been through some pain, and they are just beat up. So is he saying, well, just learn something from this? Thank God he doesn't run out of patience with us. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Thank God he doesn't give up. You know, I was reading something the other day about a guy who had 9 kids. He said, it's amazing how you treat them differently. When you start out, you're just so particular about those little babies, you know. I mean, you just boil, you know, the bottles of the milk and everything. Everything's got to be pristine and clean and perfect and everything. If they sneeze, you take them to the emergency room, you know. This guy says, I've had 9 kids. That first one, I mean, one sneeze and they're at the hospital. He said the other day, my 9th kid swallowed a dime, and I hollered at him and said, that's coming out of your allowance. You know, you change over the years. Oh, thank God he doesn't change, though. Amen. He treats us all the same. He is no respecter of persons. He's looking at us, and he sees us struggling. He sees us out there, and you know what he's trying to get us to do? He's trying to get us to learn from him instead of that. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Well, I'm wise in the world. Yeah, but you're just about as dumb about God as you can get. And you need to get wise about God. You need to get wise about the Lord. You need to get wise about His Word. Because until that happens, you're not going to have rest. Rest is learned behavior. Peace is learned. You have to learn it. See? Now, I think of the Psalm 46, where it's a great psalm. I mean, it's just, it goes about, God talks about God's greatness, you know, and so on and so forth. And the 10th verse says, be still. And know that I am God. Sometimes we just got to shut her down. Shut everything down and just, we need to listen to God. I mean, it's the first step to learning. You got to listen. We got to learn to listen. We got to learn to hear what He's having to say. And see, we've been listening. We just haven't been listening to Him. We've been learning, but we haven't been learning from Him. Hello? Are you with me? And so, because we've been in the wrong school, we've learned the wrong subject. We've learned how to get frustrated. We've learned how to hurt. We've learned how to get mad and learned it well. You know why? Because we never got out of school. We stayed in school. We practiced. We kept studying. But we've been in the wrong school all this time. See, so all you're going to pick up is what that school's putting out, and the school of the world is going to put out the wrong thing. You're always going to learn the wrong thing. You're going to learn how to get mad when things go wrong. You're going to learn to get even with people, revengeful. You're going to learn to be hurt when things happen to you. You're going to learn to be a victim, because the world teaches all that. But in Christ, you can learn to be more than a conqueror. In Christ, you can learn rest. Doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. It's not. We live in a fallen world. We're in it, but we're not of it. We can learn when the wind's blowing to stand. We can learn when everything's falling around us to trust God. Marceline just shared with me right before church how you know, they've had some tough times financially, you know, what they were used to living, the way they were used to living, and took a pretty good hit. She said, you know what, I've learned to trust God, though. Yeah. I've learned to trust God. And really what it was is what she'd been learning all those years now kicking in, see?
Right.
Kicking in. She wasn't, and her and Mark weren't responding to the situations internally. They're just continually responding to the Word that they've been hearing and putting it to work. And they've had peace, and God's met their needs. And, you know, if you look at the numbers, no, they're not there the way they were, but God's still there.
Right.
He's always been there and still is the way He's always been. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Given wisdom, given direction, given peace. Learning to trust. Learning to lean. See, learning is about leaning, too. It's about leaning on God, leaning in close. You've got to lean in close to hear what He's saying. It's about listening. Listen up. So this is what Jesus is saying. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. But this is how the rest comes. It comes from you listening to him and learning from him. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, let me direct you. Let me give you direction. Let me teach you. A yoke was guided and directed an ox. You know, you put a yoke on oxen, and they had to go a certain way because of the yoke. The yoke would lead them in a certain direction. So what he's saying here, if you will let me lead you and let me guide you by this yoke, by leading, by listening, by learning, make sense? Then you'll get rest. So rest and contentment, it's not just an emotion that falls on you. You know, some days you feel like a nut, some days you don't. Rest and contentment, according to what Paul said over there in Philippians 4:11, I've learned to be content therewith. Rest and contentment is learned behavior. Man, this is better preaching y'all are, amen. So, you know, I've run across a lot of things I didn't know how to do. How about you? But if I was really passionate enough and hungry enough and curious enough, I'd start studying out and find out how to do it. But there's a lot of things you will never do until you learn how to do them. Y'all need to chew on this. This is good. This is really, this is gooder than y'all are, amen. Good stuff. You know, really, if we're frustrated about things going on in our life, you know what? We need to get back in school. We need to start learning from Jesus how to be content. Yeah, but wait a minute. This is going on. That's going on. And you can't imagine this is going on. That's going on. This is happening. This is happening. Well, you're just learning to respond that way. It's the accumulation of those things piling up, and you reiterate and rehearsing it and say, oh, not again. Oh, here we go again. I mean, this week I was thinking, here I am teaching on this, and it just dawned on me. I think today I was thinking about this. Brenda's expedition, she was driving down the road, and she heard this pop, and the motor went out in the window, and the window just fell out. So we had to put it in the shop. And my septic system completely stopped up this week. Two or three other things that happened this week. You know, I wasn't even thinking about that. I can remember in the past that, man, I mean, that would have been it. I mean, you know, this happened, that happened. Is God mad at me? What's going on here? Because you start adding it all up, you know. That's just too much. That's too much. And you can't have peace. And you have to be frustrated. And you have to go call people and tell them about it, too. Because you have to evangelize. You know? We want to witness. We want to testify for how bad the devil is. We want the world to know how powerful he is, you know? But, I mean, it just dawned on me. We're just, you know, we're taking care of this and taking care of that. And that costs money and this costs money. And that happened and this happened. And, you know, the conference is starting Friday. Hello. And I've got Dr. Budge is flying in the Monday after the conference. I told him I couldn't have a minister because we just had too many people coming in, but he could sure come spend some time with us. That's fine, you know. And all this is piling up and everything. And I'm not letting it pile up. I'm not even letting it pile up. I'm just going from day to day and going to Starbucks and get me a Starbucks every once in a while, you know. Life is good, you know. Just because what will happen is you'll learn to flip out. Or you can learn to just trust God and, you know, whatever happens, happens. We're going to win.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
We win this deal. Hallelujah. You just keep going. Just keep going. Hallelujah. Okay, so, but it's learned behavior. It's learned behavior. I'm not saying I'm perfect because there are still some things that frustrate me. And that just shows I need to work on some things. Are you with me? But I can look and see where I've improved in some areas. How about you? Have you gotten a little better at some things? You know, things that really used to make you mad and frustrate you, got over it? Well, let me tell you something. You can get over these other things too.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
If you will learn them. In fact, Philippians 4, I didn't even go into this. Turn over to Philippians 4. Learn, learn, learn. Listen. Philippians 4. You know, I was writing out the word learn. And, you know, I do this a lot. I'll make a little acronym or just make each letter mean something. And, you know, to learn is about, it has to do with listening, L, listening. If you were write out learn, it'd be real simple to do this. L would be listening, and that's scriptural. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, you know, the Bible says. And all through the scripture, the Bible talks about listening to God. You need to learn to listen. You know, and if you're talking, you're not listening. And so you got to be still and listen to God and let God speak to you. Get still. If you're talking to someone, listen, and you're, all you're thinking about is the next thing you're going to say and how you're going to respond, you're not really listening to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Right. Listening is an art. You have to learn to listen, to really hear, really digest it and think about it. Think about what they're saying. You know, that's a problem I have. I always have something I want to say. You know, I'm waiting for them to catch a breath so I can jump in there, you know, say something. So that's an area I have to work is listening. But learning comes from listening. And then E, you could say, comes from examples. You know, Jesus is our example. And you want to emulate that example. That's another E word. You want to emulate that. Imitate was an I. That's why I didn't say imitate. I needed an E word. So you want to emulate Jesus and others. Think about this. You learn from others. You emulate others. Every single one of us do things we've seen other people do. Every single one of us repeat things we've heard other people say. We've listened to others and we've emulated others. Now, we just need to make sure those others are Christians and following the Lord. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11, I believe it's verse 1, he said, be followers of me as I am also of Christ. In other words, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen? So we are followers. We should emulate Christ's example. And then A would be associate. You know, you want to associate. You learn by associations. You know, Proverbs tells us this, a companion of the wise will get yet wiser. We say it a little differently. We say, what do we say it? You can't soar with the eagles if you're walking with a bunch of turkeys.
Birds of a
feather flock together, stick together. So you learn from your associations. Think about your life, who you're associating with. Did you know that while you're associating with them, you're learning from them? Hello? If you hang around a certain group of people, you're going to pick up things from them. That's the fact. That's why fellowship is so important. That's why it's important to get in church. If we're going to learn to be content, if we're going to learn to believe God, if we're going to learn to act right and live right, if we're going to learn that, and it is learned behavior, you can write that down.
Right.
You're not going to change that fact. That's the way it is. It's learned. Behavior is learned. And these are ways we learn. We learn from listening to others. We learn from associating or emulating others. We learn from associating with others. We learn from rehearsing and repeating what others do. Repetition, remembering. What do you think about all the time? So you're learning that way. You know, Peter says, I put you in remembrance of these things, though you already know them, to the end that you may be established. We get established in a truth by repetition. Reminding ourselves over and over, repeating it, rehearsing it, going over and over. You know, start saying, God is good, hallelujah. Greater is He that's in me than He's in the world. When everything seems to be going bad, I win, I don't lose, I'm going to make it, I'm going to be fine. God's not going to forsake me. Just keep going over that. You learn to be content that way. And so I think I ended it up with the N. I just put nurturing others. Actually, you can put others in all that, listening to others, learn. Emulating others, associating with others, repeating, rehearsing what others do. And then you'll end up, the best way to learn when you've got all that down is to nurture others. Because the best way to learn something is to teach it. Encourage others to do it. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shake together, running over. Nurture others to in having rest and peace. Nurture others in encouragement. Nurture others in believing and trusting God. Tell them there's a way they can make it. You did it, and so can they. Amen? So that's ways we learn. Paul said it this way, and we'll close this out. Y'all getting something out of this? Okay. Learn behavior. Learn to be still. Learn to have peace. Learn to be joyful. See, these are biblical things. Learn to be full of faith. Learn to trust God. I don't know what's going to happen to me in my life. I have no idea. Are you kidding? I'm not a seer. I'm not a psychic. I'm not any of that. And even if I were, you know, leaning toward the prophetic gift and actually had God show me things. He's never going to show you everything's going to happen to you. He only gives you a word of wisdom. He doesn't show you your whole future and every detail. He doesn't do that. Nowhere in the Scripture does it say that. So you're never going to know everything that's going to happen to you. But you know what? You can discipline yourself and you can train yourself to get to the point to where you know that no matter what happens, you will trust God.
That's right. Amen.
I believe that. I really believe that, that no matter what happens, I'm going to trust God. I've been through a lot in my life, and I've learned to trust God.
Right.
So I don't know everything that's going to happen, but God's always come through in every case.
That's right.
I believe He'll come through in every case that happens. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't know the future, I know that God's bigger than anything that's going to happen in my life.
Amen.
And that's learned behavior. Burn out many times, something will happen. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to trust God. That's what we're going to do.
Amen.
We don't know the details. We don't even know the plan. We don't even know exactly how we're going to get out of every little mess, but we're going to trust God. We're going to believe God's what we're going to do. Well, this is happening in the church, or this happened over, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to trust God.
Right.
We've learned that.
Amen.
So we've disciplined ourselves.
Yes.
That's just a part of our behavior now. It's like stumping your toe and hollering out, hallelujah. I know a guy, he stumped his toe and he said, oh, Buddha. Because
yeah.
He didn't want to use the Lord's name in vain. So I thought that was pretty catchy, you know. Ooh, Muhammad, you know, or Buddha or something. Why does everybody say Jesus? I love to do this when they say that. We had a good friend that used to always do it. When they would hear someone say it in a derogatory manner, they're mad or upset or hit the toe and they'd say Jesus. She'd say this, it was so good. She said, Jesus, He's my Lord and Savior. Do you know Him? I mean, that's how she would respond to it. And of course, they'd go, what was that? I was just cussing. Yeah, that's the thing. The name of Jesus that saves us, the devil has just belittled and demeaned it. But you know what? That's learned behavior. They just learned the wrong thing. Okay, Philippians 4. Found it? Familiar scripture. We all know this. Philippians 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. My goodness, what are you talking about, Paul? Do you know what we have to go through in life? Well, listen, I don't think you want to sit down with Paul and go over all your hurts and all your trials, all right? I don't think it's going to match up here with the things that he went through. And yet he was telling them, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He wasn't saying rejoice for what happened. He wasn't saying rejoice for the bad times and the crisis. Of course not. God didn't do those things. He was saying rejoice in the Lord. And then he goes on and says this in the fifth verse, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. See, the people need to see you rejoicing. The people need to see there's hope when things go wrong. They need to see you can trust God and you don't have to flip out when everything goes wrong in your life. Now, you realize when I say this, I'm not throwing any stones. We've all done this. We've all done the wrong thing. And so we're not casting any stones. Jerry Jones, Jerry and Vicky were sitting back here in the back Sunday morning when I got through. I talked about learned behavior and, you know, and about cussing and all those kinds of things. And I was walking out and Jerry says, thank you for that message. I kept punching Vicky. She needed to hear this. I'm telling you, I was so glad she was here. Vicky walked out like this. No, this is not for somebody. It's for you. Amen? And we can all use it. Hallelujah. He says, let your gentleness be known to all men. Not give everybody a piece of your mind. Well, I'm going to have something to say about this. I'm fixing to go out there and I'm going to have my say. I'm going to talk to this waitress. I'm going to talk to this manager. I'm not putting up with this. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. And that's why you don't have any left. Because you've given everybody a piece of it. And you're just hanging by a thread here, okay? No, he said, let your gentleness be known. Your gentleness be known. Oh, I love that. I love that. And he goes on and says, be anxious, fretful, for nothing. Worried for nothing. Wow. He didn't say things not going to happen. He just said, don't be fretful, anxious, and worried about it. I'm telling you, this is learned behavior. You've got to learn to do this. It takes some time. You're not going to be good at it right off the bat. You're not going to walk out of here and be a genius at it either. You're probably going to mess up. If you're really determined, you're going to train yourself and learn to trust God and be content and be joyful. Listen, you're going to have opportunities to mess up, and you might do it a time or two. Just keep at it. Stay at it. It's learned behavior.
Amen?
Amen.
Be anxious, fretful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Here's how you do it. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It'll keep you, it'll guard you, it'll hold on to you when you want to give up. No, the peace of God will hold on and guard you if you will trust God and thank Him for the answer. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. See, this is training your mind what to think on. Whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report. Think about that, see? Think about that. If there's any virtue, if there's any praise or anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. These things. Train yourself. Quit thinking about going under. You know, one of the greatest pieces of advice I give people, especially when someone's passed away, and I do it often, I think of somebody in our church that it came to me one time. I was sitting there in a hospital and her husband passed away. It was just devastating. Somebody had been with our church for years and years and years and years. And it just came to me, and I thought, man, that's so good. It wasn't me, it was the Holy Ghost, not bragging on me, but I had to do the same thing. And I said, listen, don't plan your whole life out right now. Because that's what happens when a tragedy hits.
Exactly.
You start thinking of the impact it's going to have on the rest of your life. And the pain comes, and the hole comes, and the vacuum comes, and you're just a shell of a person. I'm not going to be able to make it. Yes, you are. Let's just start right now. Let's don't worry about tomorrow. Let's don't think about next week. Let's don't think about those bills. Let's don't think about this and that. Oh, come on. Come on. Let's start right now. Today is the day that God's going to help us today. That song we sing, just enough strength to live for today. That's not a negative saying. In fact, if you listen to the song, it goes on and says, I'm counting on God. I know tomorrow He'll be there. See, I don't need strength for tomorrow. I just need strength for today. Tomorrow, when it gets here, it'll be today, and I'll have enough strength for that day. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, don't take thought for the things of tomorrow. It'll take thought for the things of itself. Yeah. So it's training, learning how to think, see? And He says, you start thinking about good things. God's a good God. He won't forsake me. He won't leave me. See, that's a good thing to think on, amen? But that's training. And He goes on and says this, ninth verse. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you.
That's right. Amen.
Now, when you start to flip out, stop a minute and ask yourself, did you learn that from Jesus? No, you didn't learn that from the Lord. Did you learn that from the Bible? No, you learned that somewhere else. You picked it up somewhere else, just like all the rest of us. We just picked it up. You know, we've walked enough around here in this world that we just got a little dirt on us. And you know what? We didn't learn that from God. Well, that's what I do. Well, I know I've done it too. You do it, but you know what? That's not what Jesus would do. We ought to be looking at the things we've learned from God. And we ought to do those things. You have not so learned Christ. Are you with me? Let's learn to be still. Let's learn to have rest. Let's learn to have joy. Let's learn to have victory. You can learn it. You can learn it, but you're going to have to do a little study. Amen? You got to do a little training. But if you do it, you can learn, praise God. You can learn to be content. You can learn to have joy. You can learn to have victory. You can learn to trust God. You can learn to believe. You can learn to go over. You can learn to have a bright future. Woo! And it's a whole lot better than learning other stuff. It's a whole lot better. Amen?